Thank you, Angie, and thank you to all the wonderful volunteers who help those children and young people at such a difficult time. And to round off this set of articles about remembering people, Derek James has been paying tribute to 11 men who lost their lives off the coast of Great Yarmouth in a shocking helicopter disaster 20 years ago. Here's Neil.
Honour us by speaking our names. Take us with you by thinking of us in the years to come. Part of a poem which was written by colleagues following the death of 11 men in a helicopter crash in the summer of 2002. It was on July the 16th when a rotor blade from a Sikorsky 76 helicopter snapped. The helicopter plunged into the sea, 25 miles off Great Yarmouth, into the North Sea, and two crewmen and nine oil platform workers lost their lives. Today, the names of the men are remembered on the roof of the porch at Great Yarmouth Minster. It is shaped like a helicopter, and the names of the victims are painted on it in gold. 20 years on from the crash, the men were remembered at a moving memorial service at the church, and 11 candles were lit next to the memorial. The Reverend Canon Simon Ward told the congregation that the lighting of the candles helped relatives and friends of the men to express their loss. It helps to articulate the words that we sometimes struggle to form. Great Yarmouth Port Chaplain, the Reverend Peter Payne, had only just become the chaplain at the time of the crash. This was a real tragic loss, he said, and is keeping his promise to the relatives of the men by doing all he can to keep the memories of their loved ones alive. Among those at the service was Rebecca Dack of Norwich, who was just 7 when she lost her father, Philip Stone. Now I am older, I understand more, and I can appreciate everything, all the memorials we have now, she said. Great Yarmouth Mayor Graham Plant lit the first candle in memory of the men who lost their lives. The 11 main candles were then lit by some family members. The helicopter had been on contract to Shell UKL Exploration and Productions and had left the Sole Pit production platform bound for the Lehman gas field. Investigators said the blade from the main rotor fractured, causing the helicopter to plunge into the sea, giving no hope of survival to those on board. The service, 20 years on, gave a focus to the memories of these men that are still held dear.